Shmuel Aleph, Perek Lamed Aleph. For God's sake, let us sit upon the ground and tell sad stories of the death of kings, how some have been deposed, some slain in war, some haunted by the ghosts they have deposed, some poisoned by their wives, some sleeping killed, all murdered, for within the hollow crown that rounds the mortal temples of a king keeps death his court, and there the antic sits. Shakespeare knew quite a bit about the seriousness of what happens when a king dies. That is from Richard II, Act 3. Really, sit on the ground and tell sad stories of the death of kings for God's sake. Shakespeare knew his Sefer Shmuel because the story of the end of Shaul is as tragic a story as any in the history of the kingship of Klal Yisrael, and so many things have happened. Shaul was the first king we ever had, but doomed from almost the very beginning. Doomed by his own choices, doomed by his own failures, unfortunately. Deposed and slain in war, as Shakespeare said. Both very true of Shaul HaMelech. So the Perek begins, Pasuk Aleph, Uflishtim nilchamim b'Yisrael. And so the Philistines were fighting against Klal Yisrael, because we had taken some time off to talk about David going with Achish and then going back to find his entire city burnt to the ground and what he went through going after Amalek successfully, unlike Shaul's history with Amalek. But meantime, the Plishtim were making war in Yisrael. Vayanusu anshei Yisrael mifnei Plishtim. And the Bnei Yisrael fled. The men of Israel fled from before the Plishtim. Now, Shmuel's prophecy about the outcome of the war, that it was going to be a failure and that Shaul was going to die, was not known to Klal Yisrael. Shaul had kept up a brave front, but the Me'amloes very sharply points out that something must have happened within the hearts of Klal Yisrael. There was defeat from when they began to flee. Once you see an army turning and running, modern warfare and ancient warfare have it, that means you know you have won. And they had won practically before it even started. Until this battle, Klal Yisrael always attacked the Plishtim first. You would never wait for the enemy to strike first, but their hearts aren't in it. They know something's deeply wrong with this war, despite the fact that it was the Plishtim who encroached upon their territory. And they are completely justified in making war, but they're running away. Vayiplu chalolim bahar hal gilboa. And many corpses fell dead on Mount Gilboa. It was clear, there was an intuition, there was a feeling that they were going to be defeated by the Plishtim. And then, of course, it came true. If you say you can't, you'll always be right. Pasuk Beis Vayad Biku Filishtim Es Shaul VeEzvanav. So the Plishtim overtook Devek. They glued themselves. They reached Shaul and his sons. So apparently they were fleeing as well. And they ran them down. And these are Shaul's three sons who had gone out with him in war. Vayaku Filishtim es Yehonasan, ves Avinadav, ves Malki Shua, b'nei Shaul. And the Plishtim slew, put to death, killed Yehonasan, that great friendship with David, but his end came quickly, and Avinadav and Malki Shua, the sons of Shaul. Shaul had hoped that he was going to have a dynasty. He had yelled at Yehonasan, the day that we did Machar Chodesh, Ben Na'avas HaMardus, rebellious son. But Yehonasan never had a chance. But Shaul was still alive. Now Shaul had a fourth son, Ishbosheth, who apparently was not here in the battle. Or perhaps he managed to escape and get away. Where were Abner and Amasa? Where were his great officers? Apparently they too escaped and got away, because we'll be seeing them later with David. So some very great men are turning tail and running. Gimel Vatichbad Hamilchama El Shaul. And so the battle turned against Shaul. The battle turned heavy against Shaul. It weighed him down. Vayimtza'uhu Hamorim Anoshim Bakoshas. And the archers shot at him, really found him, but I guess meaning found the range to shoot at him, to fire at them with bows. Vayochel ma'od mehamorim. And Shaul was terrified by the archers. Now, it's not that Shaul is terrified of death, because Shaul knows he is going to die. And he had seen three of his sons killed. But he was afraid of what the archers who were shooting arrows at him would do when he was alive. And this is, as Radak said, inin chayil upachad, trembling and fear. Kilohi kohu adayin, he had not been shot, he had not been hit, he was unmarked, he was unwounded. But he was terrified of them. And the whistling of the arrows. George Washington said it, Lahavdil. He said in the French and Indian War, in a letter to his mother, I did not know the meaning of the word fear till I heard the bullets whistling past my ears. That thrum of an arrow passing by that heralds death at any moment coming down from the skies, that's a frightening thing. And Matsudas David reiterates that he was afraid that they were going to torture him. We know, for example, that a much later king, Yoshiyahu, would be turned, the righteous king of Yehuda, would be turned into target practice by Paro's archers. 300 arrows they shot into him, the Kinah says on Tisha B'Av. So Shaul was very afraid. He'll do a very brave thing to cope with his fear, but he is very afraid of the dishonor that is going to be done to him when the time comes, unless he preempts it.